dijo mi mamá. It took me 3 years to get here, to this moment. Tenis del tianguis, they were Nike, so they said they'd make the whole trip. Ese viaje está pesado, I've been warned time and time again. Don't know if their warnings are meant to prepare me for what's to come, or if they're trying to talk me out of it. It doesn't matter, because I'm doing this. Pa'lante voy, no hay de otra. First I say goodbye to abuelita, mis tíos, tías y primos, all wishing me well. Each giving me a last piece of advice. With each kiss y bendición, my heart grows heavy, and the knot in my throat swells, tensing up as I try to hold down the tears that choke me, like a rattlesnake crushes its prey. I will see their faces, remember sad and terrified looks, and I'll yearn for their arms to cradle me softly, shielding me as I take a ride on the iron beast. Riding past towns filled with kindred souls, dreaming of a better future, full of orgullo mexicano. I will hold tight to my collares, pray softly to myself, asking my santos, egun, and orishas to keep me safe. I feel their presence guarding me, walking beside me as I move through the lands full of hungry wolves and coyotes, sniffing and snarling at my feet. Visions of my future life in El Norte flash quickly in my mind, motivating me to press forward on this journey that's filled with constant terror, as if I'm walking through landmines, each step, each decision, vital to my existence. I'm closer now, too far to turn back. Este es mi destino. I've survived too much, just a little bit left. I can see the other side, through the deadly sands and hot flames. I see it, mi futuro. The evening before was like no other. Butterflies were replaced by big-winged birds flying nervously and anxious for what the nightfall would bring. Moving through the night, guided by the coyote, me and a dozen others, some traveling alone, set off to meet their mothers, fathers, husbands, or wives, or they were taking the voyage alone, while others held on tightly to their families, all of us possessing the same look in our eyes, bright and filled with hope, but heavy with preocupación. The unforgiving desert has claimed many souls. Like a greedy tyrant, it devastates lives, taking the young and old. No mercy shown, and always hungry for those brave souls, full with the audacity to challenge the deadly terrain. Each step I take, I can feel the energy of the land as it surges through my feet and up my body. Mis santos taught me to respect the earth and the energy it holds. My egun hold on tightly to me as I make my way through the sands and nopales, walking into scenes of past nightmares, where women have been violated and killed, children kidnapped by evil men, and hopeful migrants abandoned, robbed, and left for dead by their coyotes. Footprints, drag marks, a shoe, a hat, dirty blood-stained clothing, a toy, a water bottle, all markings of this devil's highway, claiming lives of people with no names, considered an unimportant nuisance to the gringos pal norte, but they are someone's mother, father, son, daughter, sister, or brother. Son mi gente. My heart instantly prays that those lost souls did not suffer too long. I pray their families' hearts are mending after the loss they must have felt when no letter was received saying they made it safe to the other side. No sign of life, no word, nothing. I take all their hopes and dreams with me and I pay homage to their spirit, to their struggle. I will make this voyage and get to the other side for me and for all those lost souls. I will never forget that night. The sounds, the smells. I will never forget my mother's warm embrace the day I appeared at her Chicago home. I will never forget. I will never forget. So far, so far.